Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson, and in today's podcast, I'm going to respond to a listener question related to ADHD and sleep. So today's question comes from Jeremy, who wrote, "My son is 11 years old and is diagnosed and treated for ADHD. While he did very well in elementary school, now that he is in middle school, he is having a hard time getting to sleep. We will make him go to bed at his usual time of 9 o'clock, but he will still be awake at 11 or even midnight sometimes. What could be causing this problem?" Well, Jeremy, that's a great question with three possible answers. The first is, as children reach adolescence, and at 11 years old, there are, of course, a lot of kids who begin to go through the process of puberty even at that age. As children reach puberty and enter into adolescence, their natural rhythm, their natural clock begins to shift. And so part of his staying awake later at night could be part of that, because we know that in teenagers, their clock shifts up so that they have a higher tendency to want to stay up later at night and sleep later in the morning, which, of course, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, is a major issue, because in most schools, high schoolers have to be up and even at the school building by 7 o'clock in the morning, which is counterintuitive to what their body is really wanting them to do and what their body really needs. But nonetheless, one possible answer could be that your child is going through puberty, and so he's wanting to stay up later at night because that's just sort of a natural part of his biology at this time. Because of that, what you may want to do is you may want to look and see if he's going through any other changes, if his voice is starting to change, if he's starting to smell bad. You know, some of those other keys and cues to let us know that he may be going through puberty. Because that may just be the most obvious answer to your question and why you're starting to see some of that as a problem. Now, the second possible answer is that if he goes to a regular public middle school, probably what's happening is his schedule is changing. Not just his biology is changing, but his schedule is changing. And so whereas, you know, when he was in elementary school, he had to be at school by 8 o'clock, many middle schools don't take in until 8:45 or 9 o'clock, and so he's sleeping, in some cases, maybe even an hour later in the mornings than he was before. And so, again, he just may, that whole schedule, the actual daytime schedule for him, may be shifting up to where he's sleeping a little bit later in the morning, and so he can stay awake a little bit later in the evening. That's another possible, and of course, you know, if those two things are playing into each other, the puberty as well as the shift in schedule for middle school, then you sort of have that double whammy going on there that's eliciting some of these issues that you're talking about of having a difficult time going to sleep. A third possible answer is that, it's kind of related to the others, is that if he's getting up later to go to school, he may be taking his ADHD medications a little bit later. Now, you mentioned in there that he's diagnosed and treated for ADHD. Now, most children who are treated for ADHD are treated with stimulant medications, and most of those stimulant medications are long-acting medications, which for some kids can last up to 10 to 12 hours. Well, if he's not taking that medication, you know, maybe before he was taking it at 6:30 or 7, but now he's not taking it until 8:30 in the morning, you know, again, that whole shift is going to make it to where the medication is lasting longer into the evening, which means that his ability to wind down and get ready for bed may be a little bit later than what it was in the past. So you may want to look to see if his medication may be an indicator or a factor that's influencing his sleep at night. Even though he's taking it in the morning, it could be affecting his sleep at night. A way to try and experiment with some of this stuff is to try to get him up a little bit earlier in the morning and to at least give him his medication, and see if you give him his medications at, you know, 6:30 or so, even if he goes back to sleep for a little bit longer, and see how he does in the evening at that point. It may also help him get up in the morning a little bit easier if you wake him just enough to give him this medication when he doesn't really have to be fully awake for maybe 30 or 45 minutes. Giving him this medication while he's starting the process of waking up may make the mornings a lot easier for you as well. Now, sleep, of course, is very important, so we want to make sure that he's getting enough sleep. One of the things that I often recommend, which is maybe counterintuitive to some people, is the fact that we don't want our kids lying in bed for hours, just lying there awake, not going to sleep. If he's having a hard time getting to sleep and he's laying there, as you suggested, for 2 or 3 hours, consider either shifting his bedtime. It's not giving in. It's not saying, hey, you know, it's, I see that you're fighting going to sleep. So instead of going to bed at 9, okay, you can go to bed at 10. I'm not talking about that. But we may want to consider shifting his bedtime a little bit later, but building in some things to help with that relaxation and help with his going to sleep process. So for example, you may consider still having him in bed at 9 o'clock, but for the next 30, 45 minutes, or maybe even an hour, all he's able to do is read. You know, he can have a few books in his room and he can, you know, read AR books or books that he has to do for school or something like that. So that, because reading is sort of a natural winding down process, especially if it's not really action-packed, thrilling stories. But nonetheless, what will happen is as he's lying there reading, he will begin that process of sort of calming down and sort of bringing his energy levels down. And you're making it to where he's still in bed at 9 o'clock, he's still resting, but he's doing something instead of just laying there. The more that you lay there and fight to go to sleep, the more difficult it is to actually fall asleep. And so using that time productively to read and to build those skills may be a great way to not really change necessarily when he's getting to sleep, but certainly help with the process of him getting to sleep, while at the same time giving him some opportunities to read and do some other things that he may not want to do otherwise. And so again, presenting it where, okay, you still have to be in bed at 9 o'clock, but instead of trying to go to bed with lights out and everything at 9 o'clock, you can have, you know, a little table lamp or a little nightlight on, and you can read until 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and then it'll be lights out. And most kids would go for that. They would be happy with that because they don't want to sit there and fight going to sleep either. So giving them that opportunity, you may find that to be very beneficial for him as he's trying to go to sleep at night. A second thing is really maybe looking at his activity level. What is he doing after school? A lot of kids come home from school, they go right into video games or right into other more sedentary activities. And so including some activities that are more physical in nature to expend some energy, to wear some of his energy out before trying to go to bed and trying to lay down and everything, that may be another great way to encourage and foster that process of going to sleep, so that by the time he's laying down, he's tired physically, tired mentally just from working and doing homework and doing schoolwork and everything all day. And then again, if he's laying down and reading for 30 or 45 minutes as a way to stay up later, then it may be able to work out well to help him get to sleep at least by 10 o'clock. You know, if he's asleep by 10 o'clock, but he's getting up, even if he's getting up at 7, you know, that's 9 hours. So that's enough sleep for most people, most kids. And I know that there's a lot of research that talks about 8 to 10 hours. But again, 9 hours is right there in the middle of that. Some kids need a little bit less and some kids need a little bit more. So you really need to know your kid a little bit better just to figure out how much time or how much sleep that he or she actually needs. So, all right, Jeremy, I hope that is helpful. You know, again, maybe do a little bit of investigation and a little bit of research with your son to figure out what could be causing some of this. Like I said, you know, there's a variety of things that you can try, giving him this medication a little bit earlier in the morning, even waking him up a little bit earlier, but and looking at his activity levels and looking at some of those things he's doing before bedtime. All of that may give you a clue as to why he's staying up a little bit later. again, it could just be puberty, but you need to know, you need to figure it out so that you're making sure that he's getting adequate sleep so that he can process and work well at school. So, all right, I hope that's helpful to you. Hope that's helpful to others. Thank you so much for writing in. I encourage everyone to write in. If you have questions, if you have any concerns about your child, your family, your school, whatever, your work, whatever it may be, write into us, let us know, and we are happy to do to talk about it and to try to provide some recommendations and suggestions to help you out. So thanks so much for listening. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.